Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Thursday edition. I haven't been this tired. Well, I know why I'm tired. I ended up staying up late to watch the Lightning lose in overtime. Fuck me. Vulture says Lima Charlie, so I guess the audio sounds good. But man, oh man. I was really worried at the beginning of that game because I was like, man, Colorado just looks way faster, just younger. It just, all around, Colorado looked better, but because the Tampa Bay Lightning, why they're going for three is because they've been there. They have the experience. And they ended up tying it up, going to overtime, and then they lost it. That's what sucks about watching late night sporting events. Because what you want to happen, well, if you're a true sports fan, you don't want them to get blown out. But you would rather them go out to an early lead, or you would like them to just get blown out. You were like, oh, fuck this. I'm going to bed. Oh, it got bad. What the fuck? All right. I'll be right back, guys. I don't understand why this keeps happening. I've not had any problems with this. I've not had any problems at all. I haven't had any of these problems at all with StreamYard, and now it's just happening. Yep. All right, guys, I'm back. Are you there? Hold on. Are you there? Is the sound better? Give me a Lima Charlie, Vulture, whatever. I got Nedley Mandingo. What up, Ned? What up, Nedley? How are you? Richie, my good friend Richie. Hey, Rich. You know, like, last night, I will say this. You know, for all you guys that think I don't talk about embarrassing things and stuff, no, I don't. I talk about everything. I called Colton. Richie was there. And I was just, I got a phone call coming in. Let me see what this is about. Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hello.
What's up, Tuttle? How you doing? It's your boy, Jake.
What up, Jake? How are you?
Doing good. What's up? I heard you're going to be having Granny on tomorrow.
Yeah, I am. What should I prepare myself? I don't know, because I've been talking to Granny, and I got to tell you, he seems like a little bit of a wild card.
By the way, I thought that you was a wild card. I was nervous about doing the interview a couple weeks ago with you because I hadn't seen this stuff with Bubba and stuff. All the stuff. Yeah, and I'm sorry for mentioning that guy.
No, Jake, I've said it doesn't really matter, man. It does not bother me. You can mention Bubba all you want to, but what do I got to worry about? I mean, do you have any? Is there any tips you can give me about Granny?
Don't worry about it. Listen, Grant. Here's the thing, Granny. He is a good person. Here's the thing, Granny. Right now, Granny's a good guy. He's just a normal person.
Okay.
He's a normal person.
Oh, but, no. But, like, I talk to him all the time, man. But, like, he seems a little bit of a wild card, though.
All the time. I talk to him and Lemmy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had him on my show before.
Yeah. Abraham, what? Dragon Friend. He's a big Bubba Army person. We're going to come on. We're going to discuss some stuff.
Yeah.
Because he feels like Bubba took advantage of me. When I went through my mental issues and stuff. But I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case at all.
Randy also had issues with Tampa Terry. He worked his issues out with Tampa Terry.
Yeah.
By the way, I was around during that thing, but I wasn't around like when Granny was around.
Yeah. Hey, Jake, I gotta ask you. What do you? Nellie Mandingo. You know what, Jake? And I know I do this a lot too. Nellie Mandingo says, Jake, you apologize too much. You have not one time needed to apologize for anything on Tuttle Show.
I get scared because of the
Can we make a deal here, Jake? Can we make a deal right
yes,
now?
Sir.
Okay. No, yes, don't say yes, sir, to me. We're friends, man. You're my friend.
Yeah. Sir, I don't know your age and stuff.
I'm 42. I'm 42, Jake. But you know what though? I say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, to people that are even younger than me sometimes. Yeah. So I get it.
I'm 28, so you're older than I am.
Yeah, but Jake, do me a favor. Never ever apologize for anything because you're a good dude. You're never gonna do anything that offends me. And Nedley Mandingo is right. Like,
yeah.
Don't apologize. Like I look, I'm guilty of that, Jake. I apologize all the time for stuff.
Yeah.
But you have nothing to.
You have a guest coming tonight?
Yeah, I do. Hold on, let me ask you. Buzzard Bob says Jake is an attention hound.
Buzzard Bob is also I'm trying to say this correct. Buzzard Bob is also an old man that people think that eats butt.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing.
Started that, Jake. Like, I started, me and Colton and Trace were the ones that started that about Buzzer Bob eating ass and everything. So, like, I get where you're coming from. Hey, the Jolly Gator, Jake, says, listen, my kids get yes or no, sir, because I want my kids to tell me yes or no, sir. So you got to lead by example. And I get that. But no, Buzzer Bob's a good guy. He is,
He is a good guy. If he didn't, I did say that he thought that I was bad mouthing him. I was actually giving him a good thing. Jack Mahogal said something like that. I didn't say that about Buzzer Bob.
Well, here. How about this? How about this? Any over the road trucker right now that is hauling all the goods and stuff that we need right now, being away from their family, all the expenses that they're having to pay right now. You know what? Buzzer Bob deserves a lot of credit, and it just shows what type of guy he is.
Yeah. You know, I have friends that truck for the trucking that he does a lot of the stuff, and he's a lot of times. And I've also let me tell you this: I'm not gonna badmouth anybody.
Mm-hmm. No, Jake, I want you to badmouth somebody. Who do you got beef with, Jake? Tell me. Are you mad
Mike
at somebody?
Mike Calta.
Yeah,
I don't like Mike Calta. That dude, Mike Calta is. Are you friends with him?
No, I'm not. The Black Greek Mafia. He's a trucker as well, too. Here, let me put that up there.
Yeah.
I love the trucking community. Like, people take them for granted, I think.
Granted, yeah. Some of the truckers out there, they're miles away from their families. They don't even know if they're going. Sometimes when they hit the ice roads or.
Yeah,
sorry.
Jake, no, you just apologized, Jake. I told you not to do that, and I'm not mad at you.
Force the habit.
I know. Sorry, look, I had to break myself. See, but can I give you credit? You didn't apologize for me getting on you about apologizing. So you're already getting better at it, Jake. But let me ask you this, okay? Jake, if you were a truck driver and you were going to a gas station or one of these, like, truck stops, like, you've heard a lot of lizards and stuff, right? I mean, you've heard
a lot of lizards. Can we say the word?
You can say whatever you want to. Like, say whatever you want to.
Lot lizard is a trucking term for prostitute.
Yeah. Like.
Go ahead. I've had to worry about, like, I worry when we say prostitute, I know we're on Twitch and YouTube and they can censor us.
They can, but I want us to all be just open here. So, prostitutes, they got to do what they got to do. I think prostitution should be legal, Jake. Like, what two people do, two consenting of age adults do with each other, I don't have any problem with that. What do you think, Jake? Yeah.
I think, you know, the thing is, you know, the thing is, they, you know, why don't we make it legal?
Well, because there's a lot of sex trafficking that goes along, and I get it.
Here's the thing, what about legal prostitution?
Oh, I think that if a woman wants to sell her body to make money, I have no problem with that. And that's why I said of age, because, you know, a lot of people say that, but, you know, a lot of this, Nedley Mandingo says, fourth apology is up next. Jake, we're just messing. We're messing, Jake, okay?
I got a question, because I don't know a lot of the, how hard was that wiffle ball bat, was that a foam bat that Gene Lasker hit you with?
Oh, see, now you're trying to change the subject, but that's fine. No, the one that Gene Lasker hit me with, Bubba had two wiffle ball bats, and one was a little bit softer. It had some give, but the yellow one.
Yeah.
If you see Bubba hit somebody with the yellow wiffle ball bat, that one hurts, because that is very solid.
Did you know that he got an e-bike? He got an electronic bias.
Yeah, I've been watching that. I like that. Nedley Mandingo says, Jake, you already asked that the last time.
Oh, I do. Sorry, I do. Forget.
You just apologized again.
Granny, Jake. By the way, Granny. Oh, by the way, Granny is in the chat.
Mm-hmm. Granny is in. What up, Granny? Like, I'm trying to interview Jake here, because I think Jake will give me a little bit of an insight. Because if I'm being honest, I'm a little I usually don't get.
Granny, he's nervous. He thinks he's Tuttle's nervous.
Well, I think Granny is
a freaking wild card.
Yeah, Granny is a wild card. And look, this is the way that I look at it, Jake. Here, okay. So how do you think about this, Jake? I want to be friends with everybody. I do. I want to be friends with everybody, okay? I don't want to piss anybody off or whatever, but I also have an open forum, okay? And if Granny wants to come on
tomorrow.
What?
Is he calling me an asshole?
Who?
Granny. You say I'm chasing clout. I am not chasing clout.
No, I don't know. But Jake, don't worry about that, okay? So, Grant, oh, you see, I told you. Yeah, it's stuck in Dion's tub. Hey, Jake, Granny, if you're, you know, I know Granny's watching right now, but stuck in Dion's tub says
total emo.
Yeah, how do you make the emojis for Twitch?
Ask Lemmy. Lemmy can make. Lemmy's an artist. Mm. Lemmy actually make some of the.
Lemmy made that kick ass little promo I posted on Facebook that she did. Like, Lemmy is a hell of a graphic artist.
She actually made she actually didn't make this one, but she actually got this one made for me.
Which one?
The one that's in the
chat. Oh, yeah. I got you. All right. Hey, yeah. Jake. Any closing words? What do you think about my hairstyle? I just got my hair. Are you liking it?
Yeah. You know what? The thing is, you know what? Don't be nervous with Granny, because Granny's a normal person.
I'm not going to be nervous. I know that it's going to be good.
You know, and the thing is,
it's going to.
By the way, take the same advice that you gave me when I said that I was nervous about doing the interview with you.
Okay, well, look, Granny is not nervous about being on with me.
Tell yourself the same advice you gave me.
Okay. All right, Jake.
Go ahead.
No, don't apologize, Jake.
All right, I'll talk to you later. I apologize.
All right, see, Jake, don't do that. Granny, Jake did not tell me anything. Hey, Buzzard Bob. Hey, Buzzard, can you do me a favor? I got an interview coming in. Can you call in, Buzzard? I really would like to talk to you and catch up. 407-270-3044. But I do think, Amanda Bellinger at the Lost Arts Barbershop, I think, because I told her, and I even remembered how I got the haircut and everything. I think that this is the best haircut that I've had in quite some time. Keeping it short on the sides and a little bit longer. And I want to go even shorter on the sides and longer on the top. I got gray hair. I've never, ever really had any style with it. And Granny, chill out, please. Buzzard, it is 407. It's scrolling at the bottom. You can see it there. 407-270-3044. Granny, Jake was not saying anything bad about you. He did not give me any inside info or anything. So just chill. Just chill. Jake did not say anything at all, Granny, okay? He didn't call me. He didn't give me any inside information. No, Granny, I didn't tell him anything, Granny. Granny, you got just pump the brakes. Look, I'm excited about it. Like, seriously, Granny, I'm excited about our conversation tomorrow. Seriously. Okay, that's fine. Iggy, see, that's the thing that I don't like about StreamYard. You can't. Wait, I think this is Buzzard Bob. Hey, what up, Buzzard? Is this Buzzard?
Hey. Here's the deal.
Uh-huh?
I apologize.
You know how to work.
Just fucking with you, Jake.
But how you been, Buzzy? How you been, Buzzy?
I've just been trucking like normal.
Yeah. You're retired now?
No, waiting for
it. Oh, me. I got you, man.
Out of 5 years.
Where are you at right now?
Dead by then. I'm sitting in a rest area down here in Florida.
Oh,
in
so
Miami.
You, oh, man. Is Miami, see, my dad, you know, when he was alive, you know, he used to do a lot of construction down in Miami area. And, you know, it's, he always said Miami had some of the worst traffic.
Hey, during the daytime, yeah, stuff was, I don't think it's as bad as Atlanta.
I've gone to it. So Atlanta, let me ask you this. If you seem like the type of guy that's going to be really, he's going to make sure his stuff is planned and stuff. But like, will you go around that whole area? Like, 285 or whatever it is, to go around that area.
Yeah. You have to go around. You have to go.
They won't let you go through downtown.
No, we just had a driver. Which I don't know why he did it, but he got caught going down I-75 through Atlanta here just last week. That's going to cost him probably anywhere between $500
to $1,200. Hey.
He's not quite sure yet.
Hey, Buzzy, I want to ask you about this, okay?
I didn't do it.
No,
Jake,
no, 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 no. I wanted to get your thoughts on this Spanish guy. Like, I don't think he did it on purpose. He wasn't drunk. He wasn't high or anything. But that guy that killed some of those people and he got like 100 years in jail or something. I think they.
Oh, that truck driver.
Yeah. Like, I think he could have done a lot of things, but how did he even get a license then? I think there's some other people that should have been held responsible.
Who?
Well, the guy that hit those people and it was a big fire and everything. Yeah. And they said he could have
he's the number one responsible for it.
Uh-huh.
Nobody else is responsible. He's responsible for it. He's the driver of that truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's his responsibility. If you got bad brakes, you don't move that truck. You got to get it fixed. And if boss don't want to get it fixed, well, you just might have to walk away and go find another job.
But do you think that truck drivers are put in a bad situation sometimes?
Sometimes they are. Sometimes their bosses tell them they got to do shit that they really shouldn't do. And that's the driver's fault for doing it.
Yeah.
They're scared of losing their job. If you got experience, you can walk across the street tomorrow and get another job.
Yeah. Hey, so I got Granny, you know, everybody knows him from Granny Loves Anal and Granny Loves Getting Banned and all that stuff. I'm going to have him as a guest on the show tomorrow. Like, do you know him at all? Has he been cool to you in the chat rooms?
Oh, yeah, I like Granny. We got different opinions about different things.
Like what?
You know, he hates cops. Well, he hates cops.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't like the bad cops.
Mm.
You know, like this last shooting we had. Yeah, they're a bunch of fucking cowards.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Granny hates all cops because of that. All cops are not bad.
No, I don't hate all cops either. No, I don't. I don't at all. But, Buzzard.
That's what I take, Granny. I might be putting words in his mouth.
Yeah. Hey, Buzzard, you still selling the merch and stuff? The cups and everything? You and your wife?
Well, the mugs, yeah.
Yeah.
Here and there we do.
Yeah. All right, Buzzy. Well, hey, man, I got an interview coming up here real soon, but I just want to say hi and see how you were doing.
Oh, let me say one more thing really quick.
Go ahead.
About that truck driver you were talking about, the fire crash and all that.
Yeah.
He was a chicken shit, number one. He should have took the runaway escape.
Yeah.
That's what those are built for. So, but, yes, he deserves 100 years in prison.
But do you think maybe he wasn't trained correctly?
It don't matter.
I mean,
well, it doesn't matter if he was trained correctly. He was a chicken shit for not. He was not trained correctly to go down a mountain with say he did. I don't know if he had a jake break or not. I never had a jake break when I first started. I didn't run over a bunch of people and kill them.
I know that, but man,
you go nice and slow.
I hate those jake breaks, though. They'll scare the shit out of you if you're like walking down the road and a trucker has.
Oh, well, them truck drivers.
You overuse them, though, right?
Jake breaks on flat ground.
It's like, brrrr.
Yeah, they're going down mountains, not across the fucking parking lot.
No, well, Florida's flat as hell anyways, Buzzy, so it's like, I don't understand why people are using them in Florida anyways.
They think they're cool.
Yeah, it does sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, hey, Buzzy, it was good catching up with you, my friend. I hope you're well, okay?
Yep, you too.
All right, man, see you, bye. 407-270-3044. Yeah. Stuck in Dion's tub. I got my CDL permit today. Are you gonna be like a city driver? Like just driving around town? Like what are you gonna drive? Abraham Dragon Friend says, it's the horn that makes you cool. I do have an interview coming up here in just a few minutes. I got Tony Rambles. I don't know if that's his real last name, but I'm not going to call him out. He's got a podcast. Seems like a great guy. And I'm going to have him on tomorrow's show, Granny Loves Anal. I got to do a better job. Like, see, that's, you know, one of the things that I've noticed tonight, and I don't know why I didn't think about this until tonight, is that a lot of people can't see what's going on. Oh, you know, I did notice I got my first Twitch payment. Because I usually get paid from the other platforms, like in between the 20th and the 25th. I got paid yesterday, and I didn't even know, because it just shows up direct deposit into my PayPal, and I got paid, and I mean, it wasn't like I'm breaking the bank or anything, but that included, on top of what I usually make with my YouTube stuff. No, not, see, Vulture, my producer, is one to bust my balls and say, Richie Rich, trust me. You know, I'm working that other job now. I'll definitely do that. I most certainly will, but I mean, if you guys remember, like, the last year or two that I was on Bubba's show, like, Blitz and Bubba used to get on my ass all the time because I would just get paid with a check. I didn't have a bank account. I didn't even have PayPal. I didn't have any of that stuff to be able to get my money directly, and now I have that. I mean, this new job, I love it. I do. I mean, anything that I do, it's just the way that I've been raised. But I mean, I got paid on the 15th. And then I got the Twitch money. I'm going to get paid again by YouTube. Oh, I got Tony Rambles coming on. What up, Tony?
What's up? What's up?
How are you, man?
Man, I'm great, man. It's been a good day.
Detroit. I've been looking
yes, sir.
At it. You know, okay, so there's a lot of things. But you know what? Before I get into things, and I'm already like a pit bull one to like latch on and get into the interview and everything. But before we do that, you know, tell my audience a little bit about yourself, how they can check out the podcast you do, and the floor is going to be yours.
Well, I mean, if you really want to know about me, you could actually look at my background, right? So I'm into a bunch of different things.
Baseball.
And I think that reflects in the show. So I've been podcasting for over a year, over a year. And it just started from me wanting to have interesting conversations with people. I'm a talker. It's what I do. I'm a teacher. I teach speech class.
Oh, you are a teacher.
Yeah, man. So high school? My voice is what I do.
High school, college. What do you teach?
High school.
Okay. So see, I'm already jumping in because my brain, you know, like when I do my interviews and stuff, I do basic stuff, but I like to know just the basics. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I think sometimes interviews are too overproduced. I like my interviews right. just to sound like two people, you know, meeting each other on the street or meeting each other for the first time and just having a conversation. Because I remember when I first started interning, I brought John Travolta. John Travolta came in on the morning show, and I brought him in when we weren't on the air. And the host didn't call me out, but I brought John Travolta into the studio when we weren't on the air. And then After it, he kind of got on me a little, but he explained you can never, ever recreate that first interaction, that first meeting. You just can't do it.
You can't. And that's funny because, like, on my podcast, soon as my guests come in, I just start recording.
Yeah.
Right away. And my first question is always, like, how you doing? How's your day going?
Yeah. Abraham Dragon Friend says, Pokemon Black in the background, Panther yes, and Lions is all that I can make out. So can you tell, like, for the people that, maybe can't see here, hold on. Let me see if that'll help out there. We'll see. You can't see everything there.
A little bit.
Yeah. Kind of give me a tour of what's, behind you.
Yeah. So I'm from Detroit. So I always represent Detroit. I got a Detroit hat on. I got a Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. I got the Pistons up here. I also got the Tigers. So I have all of my teams represented, the Red Wings as well. I have a Black
Lightning
Panther action
Lightning.
Figure.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Okay, hey, the Ning are in the finals right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, that was a heartbreaking loss, man.
Avalanche are good, though.
Yeah, they are, man, but that experience, though, man, like, I thought it was like, it was 3-1, and I was like, oh, man, they're not going to have any chance. And the next thing I knew, it's 3-3, went to overtime. Boom. Yeah. Boom. Yeah, it's crazy.
So, big sports fan, huge sports fan, but I also have a softball up here, not because I'm like this great softball player, mm-hmm. but because I coach girls softball at my school. So they got this ball and they wrote their names on it and stuff. So that was pretty cool. At the end of the season, they did that. The Office, I have a figurine here of Dwight Schrute, one of my favorite shows.
By far, you know, I almost think that people that did not catch The Office when it was going live and everything missed out. They really did. But now I'm seeing it in syndication and everything, and I love it because, and seeing some of the outtakes and everything, it's just
oh yeah
so funny. What's your favorite bit on The Office?
I like it's easy to go with like a Dwight or Michael mm-hmm. or Jim. I like those people, mm-hmm. but I'll say I like how Kelly's character kind of starts from this kind of person in the back room. They didn't really say much. Then she progresses to like this kind of loony, mm-hmm. funny, outgoing person. So I like her progression, but my favorite person is Jim.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
he's a stand-up guy.
Creed. I like Creed. You know, I remember he was like, what do I do here? Quality control? Yes, I'm in quality control. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, it's great. But did you know that BJ Novak, the guy that played mm-hmm. Brian, he wrote and he's directing and starring in a flick that's coming out really soon that looks really good.
Oh, what is it? What's the name of it?
Damn it. I'll email it to you. I can't think of it off the top of my, because it was on CBS Sunday Morning this past weekend, and they were doing it. And a lot of people don't realize he was one of the big writers, a part of The Office. So when does your podcast come out and how people can find it?
So my podcast comes out typically on Sundays. Since it's the summertime, I got like some free time. I can schedule things out. So Sundays at noon Central Time.
The movie is called Vengeance that BJ Novak wrote.
I mean, he's great, so I'm pretty sure it'll be at least adequate. At most, it'll probably be awesome.
Yeah.
But you can find The Living Numbers Podcast on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple. It's on Anchor. And I interview people and we talk about a plethora of things.
Mm-hmm. What's the connection with numbers?
I'm glad you asked. So, when I was first starting my podcast, it's easy to just kind of go into sports because I love sports.
Stats. Everybody loves stats when it comes to sports.
Yeah, exactly. And it's an easy through line, but I wanted to be able to talk about all kinds of stuff because none of us are just only interested in one thing. We mm-hmm. all kind of got these different pockets that we live in. So I'm like, how can I tie this all together? And numbers kind of... There's
universal.
It's
a universal language.
Exactly. You get it, Tully. So you find the number and then you just kind of introduce the topic from there. And then you kind of let the guests kind of take away with it with their expertise and kind of add value to the podcast.
What's your favorite What's your favorite interview you've done so far? The one that stands out. So the one that you thought was the most entertaining, but also it affected you a little bit.
I had a podcast recently. I think it's episode 42.
Is it about the shooting stuff? Because I did see that one.
The T. Charlie Fatale, that's the guy's name. He's a financial advisor. Mm-hmm. And when I started having these people reach out to me that were credential people, like that I didn't know, because it's different when they're your friends or your family. And I know some people who are lawyers and that kind of thing. But some people that you don't know say, hey, I'm interested in your podcast. I like what you're doing. I want to come on. That just kind of gives you another boost of confidence where you go, okay, I am doing some good things. So episode 42, 43, I really feel like I've been on a string of really good ones. But when I had Mr. Fatale on, Charlie, awesome guy, great guest, that kind of gave me some a boost of confidence. And I got episode 50 coming out here pretty soon.
Man, congrats. It is. Because, I mean, before this podcast, I started it in 2020. I took time away from broadcasting. I've been doing broadcasting for 20 years. And during the pandemic, I took time off to help out my parents, both high risk and stuff. And and I got to tell you, doing the podcast has actually made me a better broadcaster. I think it has. As a teacher, I got to ask you this, okay?
Come on with it.
So is it ever in your head, like, because we saw that what happened in Robb Elementary down in Texas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you ever go through that? Like, you're like, what am I going to do? Because do you feel like the kids that are in your classroom are your responsibility at that time? Yep.
It's so interesting because we have these like lockdown drills.
Mm-hmm.
So they go, hey, they come over to intercom. Hey, we're in the lockdown. And so they have procedures in place that you have to do. And my kids always ask me, I don't know why this comes to their mind. I guess it's just the word that
no,
we live
it
in.
Sucks. It sucks. It is that Man. Kids have to worry about fucking shit like that. I'm sorry. But like, I mean,
it's real life. It's
sucks,
real.
But that's the world we're living in now. And you got to think about that.
So they go, Mr. Franklin, would you take a bullet for us? I'm like, well, okay, so I do have a wife and child at home. So I would prefer not to have to get shot.
I'd use one of them for a human shield. Nah, I'm sorry. I'm just making a bad joke. Sorry.
But I'm like, I couldn't live with myself
if I
hid and everybody just, you know, things went down. Yeah. I'm like, y'all, but actually what I would really do is I would kind of stand, because if the door is here and then it's kind of like a corner that you can get around.
Yeah.
So I'm like, guys, I would be like literally right here around this corner, and I'd have to try to get to the person first. Because if we just stand back here, we're all sitting.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
You're, so like, you're,
who?
You got to do
said,
something. Like, you got to do something. You got to do something.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. You know, look, I know that there needs to be some type of like laws, make it harder and everything. That all needs to be done, okay? But you're never ever going to. I mean, there's no way you could ever get rid of all the guns that we have here in the United States, okay? And I know some people have come up with like ideas that teachers should be able to carry, responsible teachers and stuff. Would you like? If they said, as a teacher, you can, you seem like a very responsible person, would it make you feel safer? Because I know you wouldn't let your guard down, but also I think that if you had that, you could protect your kids, because right now you can't. And I know a lot of people are like, hell no, I don't want no teachers or having guns and stuff. Like, what's your opinion on that?
I think that's a great question. And I think it's something to look at. And just like we want more control over allowing people to get guns.
Mm-hmm.
I think if there were going to be designated people in a school that were going to have these weapons, I think that there would have to be obviously a vetting process. There would have to be like some steps that you would have to go through. Mm-hmm. And it couldn't be like everybody.
No,
it
not
would have
everybody.
To be like, you know, maybe, you know, one person on each wing of the school. So you can't have like 50 people with guns.
Or just a teacher. Like, I mean, you guys probably all have like group leaders when you guys are having your teacher meetings and stuff. Like, there's one person that's designated as, you know, on top of the school resource officers and stuff.
Right.
That you have that.
I wouldn't be against that. I would not be against that because you.
What about you as a parent, though? What about you as a parent, though? Would you have a problem with your kid's teacher having a gun?
I think you have to look at the world how it is, and you have to adapt, honestly, because and I think that it will be upon the school in the district to put the parents at ease. Like, there is a process. We don't just have anybody with guns. There's a limited number.
Yep.
Like, there would have to be some kind of meeting in the middle, but at this point right now, if somebody comes in,
you have no way to protect yourself.
That's it. We're all just sitting ducks.
Yeah.
Unless somebody fights them with their hands.
As a teacher, I got to ask you, because I've heard all these stories about teachers and stuff that sometimes even have to use their own money to pay for supplies or help people out. Is that still happening?
It definitely is. And I think that depending on what class you teach, it could be more of a burden. Because I teach speech class, like you don't need to have pencils, binders. Yeah. Or you don't, right. It's kind of public speaking, you know, but in a class where you have labs, like a science, or you take like a health science class where they do different things. I think there is a little bit of that still going on. I think you do have to be resourceful because there are grants and those kind of things out there for teachers. You just got to kind of put the work in. But also depending on what kind of school you teach at, you may have a whole lot more people kind of who can't afford to get a poster board.
Give me the demographic, like, and the school that you teach in, or like what type of community or where it's at.
So my school is one of the most diverse schools in Texas, actually. So we do have some kids that are way on a poor end of the spectrum. A lot of them look like me. And then we do have some super rich kids. Like, I've had kids show me their homes. I'm like, wow, can I just get a little piece?
Yeah.
Over here, I live off the corner. Y'all don't even have to know I'm there. But so it's a very diverse, diverse demographic where we have Blacks, whites, Asians, and Indians, also Hispanics or Mexicans, maybe.
Redbeard says, oh, he's from Texas. Noice, repping the D.
Always.
Yeah. How long you been in Texas for?
I've been in Texas since my sophomore year of high school. So I think I was 15. So what is that? 17 years? Yeah. I'm 33, 18 years.
And you, all right. So do you, support Michigan or Michigan State?
Michigan. Michigan's up here.
Okay. I got you.
Check it out. Here we go.
You know what? I really, because, being from Florida, my dad's from the Gainesville area. So, I go University of Florida and everything. But, Urban Meyer going to Ohio State, I really dislike Urban, even though tough, he got his two championships. Anyways, as your time is teaching, what's the one thing you're the most proud about?
I have this wall. And it's just full of notes that I get from my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, Mr. Franklin, thank you for teaching me, or just kind of the thank yous. Because that's, you don't always really know how much or if you're making an impact at all. But when I have kids come back to me like, man, the interview stuff that we worked on really worked. I got a job. Like, they really always want to tell me about when they get jobs, because we work on interviews and those questions. And, it can be difficult sometimes for them, and I keep pushing. But when I look at my wall and it's just full of thank you letters, even from other teachers, they go, thank you for letting us in your classroom, or hey, you're doing some great things. That just kind of lets you know, like, okay, you're doing the right things. You're making the impact.
So somebody, I put that up there. Somebody said, F Michigan, go Buckeyes. I saw that.
Hey man, to each his own. The Buckeyes are very, very good. But I always got to roll with the amazing blue.
Oh, you do. You do. You definitely do. How do you deal? And I don't ask, I don't need any details or anything, but you're a teacher and stuff. Have you guys talked about, like, all right, are our kids going to go to the school that I teach at? Because that would be very, very tough. Because the guy, Kevin... brother Kevin, I started interning with him in radio. He was the best man at my wedding. Well, I'm not married anymore, but he was about his mom. His mom was the guidance counselor at the school he went to. That's got to be hard on a kid if your dad is like a teacher at the school and everything. Is that something you thought about?
My son is just turning one.
It's a little bit down the road. I'm sorry.
but I think about where he could go to school. And, when you work in the school district. Your kid can go anywhere in that district. Obviously, when he gets to high school, it depends on the kid. I have a story. One of our assistant principals, his daughter plays basketball, and she's pretty good. Like, I've seen her play. I've coached her. She's really good, but he didn't want her to come to his school because he wanted her to grow up.
Yeah, he didn't want favoritism or any favoritism or any, you know, being, you know.
Yeah, so he wanted her to be her own person. So he wanted her to go to a different school. And so I think it kind of depends on the kid.
Yeah. You know, that's funny because I was a big baseball player. I played varsity baseball.
Okay. What position?
Well, I was a pitcher and everything, but, Chipper Jones went to school at the same high school I did, but his dad was the baseball coach up there. So they sent him to go play at a private school up in Jacksonville. You see what I'm saying? Because they did not, you know, they didn't want any like, accusations of favoritism or anything, and he went up there and he was on his own, and it probably was good for him. It helped him grow up and stuff.
Also, like, if you have an athlete, right, that is the top 1% of the 1%, right, some of the best, you want to send them to the best schools. So that may not be coming with you to play at your school because you're dad, you know. So it might be better to send him somewhere else.
My friend Gary, he's a musician. Dane, that's a shredder guitar behind him. Can he play it? Like, so I mean, you a pretty good man. That is a badass guitar.
My wife got it for me for my birthday.
So I mean, have you always been a musician? You play guitars, stuff like that?
I've always been really interested in music. Even as a little kid, I was always humming songs and tapping on stuff. But I didn't get into guitar until maybe 2015. It was right before we left and went to China.
Wait, you went to China? What'd you go to China
for?
Yeah,
man, I lived in China for a year, man.
What the fuck, man? Like, man. I you know, I could go, like, seriously, I could sit here and talk to you forever about things, but
let's do it, Toto. I'm here, man.
Well, I know, but you know, it's crazy. But so China, man, what was that like?
So China, it was very similar to here, ironically, because like you see the movies and there's this perception of China that we have here as Americans, but it's not like that at all, really. It's really the difference from living in Texas, in Houston, and there is one of the big things, obviously, is language, right? Everything's not in English. But also transportation, because here, like in the burbs, there are really no buses. There are no subways. There is no public transportation. You have to have a car or you're screwed.
Yeah.
But there.
Yeah, you don't need that.
So
it's
much
everywhere.
Public transportation. It was really like, I felt like a more sense of a community there. Now, maybe that's
in
because
China,
we live
for real?
Out in the suburb. Yeah, man, because people are always out. People are always talking. Their kids are playing. Like, and now we're so much more online in our homes, on our phones. There, I feel like it was different.
Yeah. I got to ask, is there any racism in China though? Like, I mean, like I had to ask it because it was something I mean, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask that. I mean, you know, it's prevalent in the South here in the United States, but I had to ask, like, does that type of shit happen in China?
Good question. It does, but I didn't feel like it happened to me. So
they're low key undercover. Yeah, then all right, I got you. So
a lot of times, like, I'm the black guy, like I play basketball, and so people would like to take pictures with me, and they'd like to sneak pictures. Like I might be on the subway, and somebody would have like their phone.
I'm like
pulling one of these numbers, click, and you're like, wait, did you just take a picture of me?
But I could see that though.
Yeah. But talking to other people, like the other teachers that I work with, they're like, oh, yeah, if you're a darker skinned Chinese person, it's definitely a race thing because they look at you as like a person that worked in the fields, working outside.
Because you're getting more sun. You're getting more sun. You're going to be a little bit dark. Okay. So, all right. See, I hope I'm not speaking out of place, but that does happen in the black community as well, too. African-American community,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. But like, we wouldn't treat like a Filipino person, because they do have some like darker complected people. Mm. Like, that doesn't happen to them over here. Like, we don't look at them like that, but we'll treat darker skinned black people that way.
Yeah.
So it's really kind of, it's so fluid. And unfortunately, racism is kind of fluid situation sometimes. Hopefully we can, it'll never go away.
No, it never will.
We figure it out.
No, it never will. But I mean, it's a very confusing thing. It's like, it gets better, but then it feels like we take steps back every once in a while. But
right.
But man, that is very interesting. And a lot of people, a lot of the Chinese community is into the American culture and stuff. Like, they're big into our American sports here as well, too.
Oh,
like,
man.
They love it.
They love American culture. Like, everybody's idea was, how can I get to America? And that's not what I came up with. That's what people were telling me, we're trying to get to America. So that's why, like, the stereotype here is the Asian kids are always the smartest kids in the class. Because, and I kind of found this out when I was there, is if you're screwing around over there, because there are kids over there that don't want to do their work, that are lazy, just like there are kids here, that's the same thing.
Fucking hit
but
you with the spatula.
They're not sending those kids here. They're only sending the best ones to America.
Yeah, so it's like they're sending the best of the best and everything. You know, speaking about, you know, because did you see Adam Sandler's newest movie, Hustle, yet? Did you watch it on Netflix?
I haven't, but I'm interested.
Oh,
I mean, it's a basketball movie, so.
Because it takes place in Philadelphia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it had a lot of Rocky feels. You know, like, it had a lot of those. You remember everybody in the Rocky movies, it was about those training montages. It was like, you know, Rocky's carrying a big-ass log on his shoulder.
Yeah, in the snow.
Yeah, in the snow, and he's hitting, he's just punching a side of beef or whatever, and it's just like, but it is really, really good. Like, because the NBA has grown internationally. It has. Look at some of the greatest players, like Luka.
Yeah.
I mean,
Jokic, Embiid.
Yeah, and then you
Giannis.
Got, yeah. I mean, you got all types. Dirk for a while was like, I mean, it has become an international game. It really, really has. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it was amazing to watch. Because let's be honest, Adam Sandler has done some pretty shitty movies lately. Like, he signed up on that Netflix deal, and you can't be mad at him either. Like, if I'm gonna sign a big deal that's worth a couple of $100 million, and all I got to do is put a movie out, no matter if it's good or bad, yeah, sign me up for that deal.
I think he's starting to do, like, with this one,
more drama,
Uncut Gems too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, we're starting to kind of see him round out what he can do. I like that.
Did you know, I want to ask you this. Well, I mean, everybody's saying it. His wife in the movie was Queen Latifah. Like, I mean, that had a little bit of hard time believing that one. It was like, but I mean, I don't know. That's just an odd matchup.
It is, but I think they're both professionals. And you go, who could this work with?
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's just, who do you like? Like, Adam, who would you like to work with? And he might be cool with Queen Latifah. And then there you go. Boom.
If I had to go with a larger musician or rapper, you know, well, even though she's not, I'd rather go with Missy Elliott if I was just going like.
Any way we can get Missy Elliott in anything, I'm for it.
Yeah.
I'm for it anyway.
Yeah. Hold on. Abraham Dragonfriend. Let me read his comment here. That was kind of interesting. No offense, but racism tends to thrive in areas where the demo has no variation.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, because there's less perspective. I feel like there's some truth to that. Definitely.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you just kind of have what you see from the outside. You don't have anybody on the inside telling you, that's kind of not true.
All right. So I just have a lot of anxiety. I know growing up, my mom and dad were friend with a public school teacher, but But I've always had this fear. I hate being alone with kids, though. I hate being alone with kids because guess what? All it does is take accusations yeah. and stuff. Has that ever been a worry of yours? And I'm not trying to put you in a bad spot by asking that, but I also think kids need to come forward and stuff. So, but just like with the Me Too stuff and everything, with the Amber Heard stuff, everybody's like, oh, the Amber Heard trial is going to set back the Me Too movement and stuff. But let's be honest, kids do make accusations just because they're pissed off because they got reprimanded or they didn't get a grade that they liked. Has that ever been a concern of yours? And you don't have to answer if you don't want to. I know you got to. Hopefully I'm not putting you in an uncomfortable situation.
No. It's good. It's good. I try to put myself in the mindset of, okay, there are some things that you can do to safeguard yourself. So like not being one-on-one with a kid. That's always something that a lot of teachers always talk about. So at least having two people there. And then I think the thing that's going to save you more times than not is your character, right? So if your character is intact and people know who you are, you're open, you're vulnerable, and people feel like no way Mr. Franklin would do that. Now, obviously, there are times where people are going, no way, no way. And then it's true. You're like, dang, that's tough.
Yeah.
But I feel like the more that you can kind of be who you are, that people wouldn't want to put you in that kind of situation. But, you know, things do happen.
It does happen. So
you
gotta
kind of take those safeguards.
It really, really does. And, you know, I wanted to be a teacher, but then I found out I was like, oh man, the amount of pay. But do you work a job during the summertime?
So it also depends on where you work, because some states teachers get paid more than others.
You guys
and
get
then
pensions?
There are other things that you can do to help supplement, like coaching. So I do not do summer school. I used to work a summer program with a friend of mine. She has a nonprofit. Mm. And so she's like, Tony, I need a teacher to give some validity to my program. So of course I'm like, yeah, for sure. And so I did that for 2 summers. And then last year was COVID. And then this year I'm kind of off because I got a baby. I got my podcast that I'm doing. So I'm usually busy during the summers, even if I'm not doing summer school.
Yeah. Have you ever felt, okay, so I hate asking these type of questions, but have you ever felt like a student was overstepping their boundaries before? And what do you do? Do you go to a supervisor?
In what way?
Well, just even if they're flirting with you or they have a crush or something like that. That's what I'm trying to say, because you got to stop it before it goes any further. That's what I'm trying to say, because I'll admit when I was younger, hell yeah, I had a crush on some female teachers and stuff, but I didn't know what it was. And you know, teenage girls might be the same way as well too.
I got you, Toto. Mm-hmm. I know that it happens, but it has never been something that has been explicitly said to me by a kid. No one has ever.
Do you have a plan of attack?
Approach me in a way.
Do you have a plan of attack? If it does happen, I'm going to go to this person and let them know immediately just to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to go to your department head. You got to go to your principal. Those are your first two people. If you feel like something was even remotely that was weird, I think those are the first two people that you want to go to kind of say, hey, I don't know if this is a thing really yet, but it's something I noticed.
I need to let you know.
Let y'all know. Maybe we can get them switched out of the class. And if there are things that you can do, but that also goes back to never be alone with a student. Now, it's a lot of people used to say just girls, but now.
Yeah, you do.
Kinda,
yes.
So, yeah.
Man, I hope, like, you're not like, oh, man, this son of a bitch is putting me in, like, some tough questions and stuff. No. Like, this is something that a lot of people don't even think about when it comes to teachers. Some of the stuff that they have to deal with and have to cover their own ass because it's a situation. And with my anxieties and everything, that's why I don't think I could have been a teacher, because I would just be like, yeah, I can't. I'm not going to put myself. I don't like being in jail or anything.
Tuttle, it's also about how you carry yourself too. Like, that's also part of it, because I believe there are kids that may have had a crush on me here and there, but they also need to know, like, they can't try you. Like, no, you, like, that's Mr. Franklin. Like, we can't come up to him like that. We can't go there with him. Because also, I'm a young looking dude. Like, I'm 33, but I mean, I look younger than that. Mm-hmm. So people kind of feel like he kind of one of us. I got to let them know. No, I'm not one of y'all. I look like one of y'all.
You ever
but I'm not that.
You ever had to check? You ever had to check a male mouthy student?
Yes.
Like, you have. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, hey, whoa. And the thing that teachers need to be able to do is diffuse the situation. Because it's really easy to just like go at somebody, because sometimes these kids, they just go crazy. You're like, bro, what are you doing? Like, I would never have talked to a teacher. I would never have talked to a teacher like that.
Well, listen, when my prime wheelhouse of high school was 94, I graduated in 98. So I'm a Gen Xer, and I grew up, like, my graduating class was only 62 people. Like, I think it was like 62, 64. And it was a small little town. And now, like, some of those teachers, they would throw down. Like, seriously, like, if there were fights going on or you tried to teach her, like,
yeah.
It was a different time.
They don't want you breaking up fights. They don't want, you hitting kids, but they're like, stay out of it. Call somebody. But I mean, it's hard. That's hard to do, man. Yeah. You see somebody
getting pounded. Yeah,
man, break it up. Mm-hmm.
No, that's why you hire some just like former football players as the janitors. Like, hey, you don't have to do anything. All you got to do is bring in that sawdust when a kid pukes in the classroom and throw it down so we can like sweep it up and everything. And he's just like the bouncer, but he's posing as the janitor, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do, because the teachers would throw hands with you back in the day in my small little school. They're ready to go. But yeah,
these kids are too big, man. These kids are too big these days, man. I'm not fighting anybody.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And then they know they got the advantage. Like, even if you get the best of them, like if you beat their ass as a teacher, it's like, oh, you're gone. They're gone. So, man, I got to have you on again. Like, I want to have you on again to be able to talk more, because I just have so many questions. Do you got a good relationship? All right, let me ask you. Your principal, woman?
Oh, man, my principal
is
a woman.
I was trying to
And she is amazing.
All right, I'm not going to pitch you in the situation. I'm going to, like, the fantasy in my head, I'm just going to be like,
no, go for it, man. I like these questions. This
hot
is
hot principal. I'd be like, hot principal. I would just be like, oh, man, it would be so great if I worked under, I was a teacher working under a hot principal, and like I got called into her office and everything. And
oh, man, you watch too many movies.
No, I'm sorry. Okay.
This is like some super bad type stuff.
Yeah. Granny loves getting banned. Don't forget to promote tomorrow. I got a Granny's coming on. He is, I'm giving him the floor to be able to like interview me tomorrow, so that'll be good. That's gonna happen tomorrow. See, that's the type of look. I don't you can ask me any question. My life's an open book, man. Like, I've lived my whole life on the radio the past 20 years. I even shared after I tried to hang myself from a ceiling fan and I got Baker acted and stuff. So like, I share everything. Wow. I share every little bit of my life. So I'll even let listeners come on. I don't even, he can ask anything he wants. I'm not going to edit it. I don't know what questions he's going to ask. I want to hit.
That's the fun part.
Yeah. Put me on the hot seat. So Like, all right, so the principal, older, younger than you?
Older.
Oh,
older.
Damn it. Oh, man, I wish you would have
but
said
she,
like...
But she's so youthful with her energy. Mm. Like, she is all over. She's fist bumping. And she brings a totally different energy than our previous principal. Mm. Like, our previous principal, she was more of a, like, iron fist kind of person. But I'll never speak anything bad about her because, number one, she didn't screw with me.
Yeah.
And number two, she gave me my shot. Like, she hired me. And so, you know, I'm like, hey.
The current principal single?
Nah, she's married.
Damn it.
Yeah, she's married. She's got a nice Corvette, too. It's very nice.
Oh, hell yeah. Hot for teacher, principal, yeah. Driving around a Corvette, doing the Tawny Catane thing on the car, on the hood of the car and stuff. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I got a lot of pent up, you know. Yeah, I won't.
Hey, man, you got to find a way to let it out, man.
Yeah. Gary says, this has been a great interview. Where do we find him?
Okay, you can find the Living Numbers podcast on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple, Breaker. You know, when you upload, like, it just sends out to all these other places.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you can find me. I'm Tony Rambles. You can search that. I'm on TikTok at _TonyRambles_. Facebook. I got a page up there too. So I'm on all of your platforms. And yeah, I'm just, these are a lot like what my interviews are. Like, it's really two people in the room. Let's have a conversation. Let me put my wonderful guests on the hot seat, but I want to make them comfortable. You know, I want to talk about the expertise. I want them to be able to add value. So, yeah, that's where you guys can find me.
I know. Well, I mean, you've got a 1 year old. You said, right? I don't need any details. Mm-hmm. And so, what does your wife do? I don't need to know where, but like, or is she stay at home, take care of the kid, like, or she got like a high powered job?
Man, I'm waiting on her to get her high power job. Then I could just be a full-time podcaster.
Yeah.
She works in administration, like at a hospital.
Oh, okay.
She's about to graduate with her degree here pretty soon. Her last class is finishing up. So that's when we're going to have the big bucks rolling in at some point, hopefully.
Don't be mad at me, but see, this is just the way my brain works and everything. Like, do you guys ever do any like role-playing where like you're the teacher? You set up an old school desk or something, and you know, like, you know, I'm just saying, man, because like,
hey, maybe we should, maybe we, you know, because time to spice things up.
Yeah, I
know. Hey, you have detention, one of those kind of things.
Yes, in school suspension. you got Saturday school. Do they even do Saturday school anymore? I know, like, we would get in trouble. Like, you'd have to come in on a Sunday, but it was no school. Yeah. It was just picking up trash. They should have just called it community service.
Not a bad idea. They do have Saturday detention still. I don't ever go. And sometimes we have games on Saturdays. Like, I need my Saturdays.
Well,
like,
what are you coaching?
I'm not coming to school. What'd you say?
What are you coaching?
I coach girls basketball. I coach softball. And I also have a club called Key Club. It's an international club. It's at a bunch of different schools. Yeah,
I've heard of Key Club before. Is that something that happens like all over the... Redbeard says, bro looks like a younger Ice Cube from Boys in the Hood with the braids and the decap.
Ice Cube is awesome. So I'll take that. Yeah. I appreciate that, Red Beer.
Yeah. but so, all right. So you coach that. Is it fast pitch softball?
No. Yeah.
Oh,
it's fast pitch. This year was my first year coaching softball, but I knew the two coaches. They were awesome. Mm-hmm. I knew a lot of the girls. And so they was like, hey, man, we need a person. Like, and you could drive a bus. Like, please.
Oh, see.
And so
wait, you drive a
I'm
bus?
In. Yeah, I gotta drive a bus, man. I hate it.
But if I'm being honest, the guy, I still remember his name. I'll get to that question, bull's dip. But the guy that everybody remembers, that teacher that had the most effect on them in school, right? Mm-hmm. Like, mine was, it wasn't a teacher, it was a guidance counselor, Mr. Stowers. He was the varsity boys basketball coach, but he was, because we were in a very small school, and Mr. Stowers drove the buses for us, and he ran the concession stand at the at the sporting events. And the guy was a saint. I've been trying to catch up with him just because that
guy. Shout out to Mr. Sauer. He's the man.
That guy kept up with me more than anybody. Like he did more for me than any of the teachers. Like I've had some, but he was the one guy that it just, you could tell he cared. Like he actually cared. What was yours?
You just never know. You never know, like, who you connect with, whether that's a counselor or an assistant principal or a teacher. It could really be anybody. If everybody's doing their job, they're connecting with somebody. Mine, I feel like, I mean, I had a couple. Miss Duncan in the third grade was awesome. Miss Nodler in the seventh grade hated her. Nobody liked her, but this lady was really teaching us how to be real students. Mm. I had Miss Baca, my French teacher, in the ninth grade. She was just cute and she was nice. So everybody liked her. But the one that actually made like a significant impact that I actually keep in touch with is Miss Davis, my 12th grade English teacher. Check that out, Redbeard. She just got out of education. But when I started substituting teaching, and I was at my alma mater, she was there. And so she was like, wait, what? What are you doing? And so we just were.
Did she remember you?
She came full circle.
She did remember you?
Yeah, she remembered me.
Isn't that great? Did you go to a big school in high school?
Yeah, big school. I think we had maybe like 400 something as our graduating class. I think it may have been more.
Listen, this is going to blow your mind. I told you how big my graduating class was, but we even had middle school with us, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, all the way to 12th grade. It was over just a little over 600 people.
That's it?
Yep.
My senior class at my school that just graduated had over 600 people.
But,
that's crazy.
But you know what, though? Like, it wasn't like we didn't have a bunch of teachers and stuff, but guess what? Like, everybody knew everybody. You didn't get away with anything. Yeah. Like, and all the teachers communicated.
No,
yeah, like, it'd be like, hey, how's such and such doing in your class? What can I do to help? You know, so it was kind of cool. I thought it was.
We still have that kind of stuff. Like, if you're a good teacher, you are also communicating with the other teachers. Like, people always talk about, like, oh, it's about the kids and blah, blah, blah. I'm always like, it's not just about the kids. Like, these other adults here, they got issues too. Like, we're all people and they need help just like the kids need help. And they have days where they don't want to be here. And I like some stuff sucks and the things that we have to do. So it's important for teachers to know those other teachers and to kind of really try to help each other out.
Got any ladies on your team that can throw it down, dunk it? Does he have anyone that can dunk on the basketball team?
No, I coach girls. So nobody's dunking.
Oh, see, no, you're acting like girls can't dunk.
You're right. You're right. There are some girls throwing it down these days. My apologies. I can dunk, though. I'm the dunker.
Wait,
the
how tall are you?
5'8 and some change.
Isn't that, you know what? I'm almost 6'1 and I can grab the rim, but I can't even like touch it. So it's like
I got the receipts, man. The dunking stuff is on it's on my Instagram. You just gotta scroll and go get it, but it's there.
Man, and you know, like, you know what's funny? It's like our high school football coach, he was a big, heavy dude. And he could dunk. And I was just like, what the is going on here? Like, I'm 6'1 and I can barely grab the rim and hang on to it. So
do you still play sports now? Do you try to kind of stay active in that way?
I try to, since 2020, after my problems and everything, like I became sober. I got off of all of the psychotropic drugs and everything. Because I really feel like we over-medicate people with mental health issues and everything. We don't treat the problem. We just try to throw pills down people's throats and stuff. And I'm not saying that it doesn't work for some people, but in some cases, it doesn't.
There are other things that you can do first before we start jumping on all the pills and all the medications. Like, are you? What does your diet look like? What is your nutrition, right? So some simple things that we can do is just portion control. Okay. Yeah. Can we cut out some of the sugars and then can we just walk? Like, you don't have to run. You don't even have to jog.
Steps. I read a thing. I read a thing, steps, they say the benefits of getting over 10,000 steps a day does more good for you than smoking cigarettes does harm to you. Think about that. Like, just getting steps in is more beneficial to your health than what cigarettes are doing damage to you.
Yeah, it's amazing how much you can do with just a few tweaks. Like, all of these fad diets and that stuff, I hate that stuff. Like, if it's not a lifestyle change, like, if I could just push my sugar to the weekend, if I could just kind of save those 5 days, Monday through Friday, and push my sugar to the weekend and do a little bit, that's a subtle change that you can make that'll make a big difference. Drinking water, walking, subtle stuff.
I don't drink. I mean, I try to drink as much water as I can. And also, you know, like, it still comes down to basic math and science. It's just, you got to burn more calories than you're bringing in. And people think you got to run, you got to do that. No, it's just like, you just have to be more active, because you don't realize how many calories you burn a day just by staying active.
Yes. And subtle changes in your nutrition, your diet, that's going to go a long way. Cause there are things where people go, well, I didn't really exercise at all, but I started to lose weight just by changing how I ate, what I ate, and when I ate. But walking is always a good thing to do. A couple times around the block, you know, to do some great.
Yeah, it does. It does. I do have to get out of here, but one of the things I wanted to talk about, because, you know, I'm a big soccer fan, and Marcus Rashford, you know, during the, because he plays for Manchester United, you know, he grew up poor, and the only time, look, I was on reduced lunch in school and everything. You know, like, I don't think people realize that a lot of kids during the summertime, they're kind of on their own right now, and especially during the pandemic as well, too. Like, it sucks. And then we could get on other topics talking about how it's cheaper to eat bad than what it is to eat healthy. You know, it's there's like so many things where it's like people just need to wake up a little bit, because it's I don't know.
I mean, you can that is all 100% true. But what's more important, like trying to figure out your health and trying to make a few tweaks, not overhauls. I'm not saying buy all organic and go to Whole Foods and blah, blah, blah. You don't have to do all of that. But just a few tweaks here and there is going to make the world a difference. Like, we can all just make excuses if we want. Like, really, even if it's difficult, we can all find some way to say, I'll just, you know, keep things the same.
But we set our habits as kids, though. We set our habits as kids and being young. You know, does.
It's difficult. And there are things that people can do. I think my district did a good job of having these things available, like especially in 2020 in the summertime when everything was going to crap, having resources available where kids could come or parents could come and pick up food. Even in the summertime, you could get a breakfast and a lunch.
What do you think about teaching more vocational stuff in school? Instead of, because there's a lot of stuff, like, I can't tell you the last time I've used algebra, you know, and a lot of people aren't going to use algebra in their future. And I think vocational stuff, because I was a part of the FFA, I was in agriculture, I was in shop. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people say, well, no, you got to go to college, you got to get a job, you know, because that's the only way you can get a good job. And I don't think that's true, because a lot of people do manual labor jobs that are very respectful that make money.
Man, it's crazy that you brought this up, because I had somebody on today. Like, I recorded an episode today with Zakia Akarele. I think that's how you say her name. Mm-hmm. And she wrote a book, because this woman has a doctorate from Fordham. She has a master from Columbia. And she wrote this book about how she had all of this education, but she had no job. She was jobless. And so it's not just about getting degrees. Like, you we trick ourselves in America, in this culture, to saying, oh, if you got a degree, you're pretty much going to be set. That's totally not true. Oh,
you're going to be in and debt. You're going to be in debt.
Great jobs. There are great jobs out there that don't require a degree. Now, you're going to have to work hard, number one. And there is going to be some form of higher education, as in training or certifications and that kind of stuff. And if you want to do something, you got to be open to growing and getting better. But man, you do not have to go to college, man. You really don't. And I'm glad you said that, because there are so many different things that you can do if we as a society stop putting that stigma. Oh, like, oh, you're a
failure.
There are these hard jobs.
Were you about to say welder?
Man,
when I first started in radio, my dad did not even graduate from high school. He got an internship. My dad learned it. And I could pit any engineer, when my dad was still working the business, they could pit a set of blueprints up, and my dad would be able to pit that building up, like, no problems at all. And he was getting hired by big companies that were like, hey, we're trying to get into this region and stuff. You know, I was always proud of that. Like, of my dad.
There's no shame in it. Like, we need to stop shaming people who do these hard working, you know, laborious jobs. That's okay. Like, okay, if we don't have welders and plumbers, like, who's going to fix stuff? Like, what are we talking about? Somebody has to do it. But them, I worked in safety, construction safety, and they're welders, pipe fitters, there's mason work. Like, these people make a lot of money.
And they're not afraid of hard work.
You can say whatever you want.
They're not afraid of hard work either. And guess what? They fight over overtime. Like, they're like, hey man, we gotta work Saturday, Sunday. I want it.
Let's do it.
Hey, Tony, I gotta get out of here. But I really enjoyed this. Before I let you go, tell my audience once again how they can check you out.
You can find me, Tony Rambles, on the Living Numbers podcast. Mm-hmm. It is on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen, anchor.fm/Tony Rambles. That's where you can find it as well. And it has everywhere where you can find the podcast on there too. So the Living Numbers podcast, TikTok, Instagram.
I followed you on both of them already.
I appreciate it. Like, I looked at a couple of episodes of yours on YouTube.
I'm sorry.
And I'm like, man, this guy could get pretty out there. Like, this is gonna be fun.
Yeah, I do. I get out there and everything, man. But
it's fun though, man. I love it. And all the questions, I didn't feel uncomfortable at all. I hope that puts you at ease.
I can go there, but I didn't. I have a really sick mind. Tony, hey man, I hope you have a great night. Let's stay in touch.
You too, man. We'll do it again.
Follow me on Instagram. I want to send you my contact info. Okay.
Will do. Appreciate it.
Have a good one. Bye. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I know I went long. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.